Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Ja.
What angle, Mr. Ryan?
Okay, I just cut it down. So it's 7:44. And the board is up.
Yeah, I'm gonna open it up. Right, and praise be Allah. I had asked my wife, she got to get in contact with you. Okay then. All right. I man of Shaitan Rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. brothers and sisters, we like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-Salaam alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We really like to apologize to you, but praise be to Allah. Akbar and I was out and we're trying to get here on time, you know, and open up the program. But we on a regular basis is attracting this lie that's been told. And the lie that's been told is that God got a son. That's the big lie. And
I didn't open up in prayer at all, anything like that. So.
Okay then. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen. Again, I'd like to give all the brothers and sisters the greeting of peace of As-Salaam alaykum.
Thank you, Master Lam. Alhamdulillah,
Rabbil Alameen. So we are doing the same thing. We are asking for the removal of all racial images that portray God, whether or not they are black, or white, yellow, or red, you know, a tree, or anything in creation. If it's portraying God, then we are asking for the removal of that. You know, the Quran said, the Bible also has said, worship God in spirit and truth. You know, and there's only one creator, and we bear witness to that one God. You know, we know that Jesus himself bear witness that God is one, and this comes from the Ten Commandments. Also, the number one commandment is love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and God is one. You know, the book, our book, the Quran, say, God neither forget, nor is begotten, and there's none like him, nothing like him. You know, the scripture clearly is pointing out the one God. It's clearly making it clear that there's nothing like God. That God don't have no equal. None of the races is God. You know. But now we know that they have a lie of one of the nationalities, all the races. And they put out an image of a Caucasian as God's son, and now they're calling him God. It started off with the lie that he's God's son. Then they developed that lie where they call him God himself, that Jesus is God. And you have some of these preachers that gets on the television, you know, and preach this lie as though it was real. You know, they're real serious about it. So I just like to read something from the Holy Quran. For Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I seek refuge in God against the rejected Satan. Surah 4, and starting at Surah 75, 475. And what is wrong with you, O believers, that you do not fight in the cause of Allah? For those who are weak, the ill-treated and oppressed men, women, and children whose cries is, O our Lord, rescue us from this town, whose peoples are oppressors. Give us a garden from you, guardian from you, who will protect us, and one who is helped by, who is helped by you to help us. We are taught that one of the biggest sins is setting up partners with God. And we know, and we have gotten information from psychologists is saying that one of the main cause of mental illnesses is false worship. So we just bear witness to the Quran. When it says, rescue us from the town whose peoples are oppressed, whose peoples are oppressors, and give us a guardian from you who will protect us, and one who is helped by you to help us. Those who believe battle in Allah's cause. Those who reject faith battle in the cause of evil. So fight against Satan's friends, for his cunning is weak indeed. Have you not looked at those who was told to hold back their hands from fight, but establish regular prayer and spend in regular charity? When at last the order to fight was issued to them, look, a section of them feel men as even more than they would have feared Allah. They said, our Lord, why have you ordered us to fight? Would you not grant us the delay of death to our natural time near enough? Shout is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is the best for those who do right. Never will you be dealt with unjustly in the very least. Wherever you are, death will find you out. Even if you are entitled, build up strong and high. If some good happens to them, they say this is from Allah. Excuse me. But if evil happened to them, they say this is from you, O prophet. Say, Allah, say all things are from Allah. But what has come to these peoples that they do not understand a single word? Whatever good, O man, happened to you is from Allah. But whatever evil happened to you is from your own soul. And we have sent through you a messenger to instruct mankind, and Allah is enough for your witness. He who obeyed the messenger, Muhammad, obey Allah. But if any turns away, we have not sent you, O prophet, to watch over the evil deed. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely, Allah speaks the truth. So, it's not our job. To follow you up and look at the deeds that you perform and ask people about what deeds have you done this week and things like that. You know, only thing Allah said the prophet's job was to bring you the message. So that's our job. The same job is to bring you the message. You know, that there's nothing equal to God. That God don't have a son. You know, that Jesus, praise be to Allah, is God's servant. He's the messenger of God. He's Allah's prophet. And the Quran say that they killed him not, but it was made to appear to them. But Allah protects his servant. They killed Jesus not. So brothers and sisters, when these liars told a lie, they want to make it seem as they had power. That they had enough power to kill God's messenger. God said that they killed him not. You see? So we got to know that if we believe in Almighty God and practice of what he give us and what he teach us, that God himself is going to protect us. We don't have to worry about the enemy. God's going to protect us. All we have to do is keep faith. Keep a strong faith in the one God. It don't make no difference how big the crowd that sit up and listen to the lie. Or how good that preacher preach, how well educated he is. It don't make no difference. Allah said that the truth stand out clear from falsehood. So when you hear the truth, you know the truth when you hear it. And you recognize a lie. So let's come together and let's stand up for righteousness. It should bother us to see a lie like the one that has been told. To stay alive. I mean, all the believers should have questioned their life. And asked the question, how is it the creator of the heavens and earth having a son and he don't have a wife? And try to get an answer. And that God said that fornication or adultery is a sin. A sin. And if you go with a woman, you should marry her. So they want to, Satan want to attack God to make it appear that he committing sin. So that's a hint for us not to listen and believe in him. But we should believe in Satan. So we asking you to wake up. You know, and this is a message of concern. We're concerned about that lie. We're concerned how that lie have affected our children, our women folks, our mothers and our fathers, how that lie has affected them. We believe that what Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we're taking our time and giving you the truth. And you can reject it, or you can believe it. But if you want to stay a slave to the lie, then reject it. If you want to stay a slave to the lie. But if you want to be free, know you that we told you the truth. God is great. God is greater. You see. So brothers and sisters, we are I don't know the time. Let me see what time it is.
It's 804.
Oh, 804, yes. Here in Atlanta, yeah. So alhamdulillah, we will open up for questions. If there's any question or any statements, you know, we're just going out of a holiday and getting ready to go into another holiday. You know, if there's any questions or any statements that anybody want to make, we do give you opportunity, you know. We don't have no monopoly over truth, you know, but we do believe that truth stand out clear from falsehood. We believe that. And our position and what we are doing, and we're doing it the best that we can, is speaking the truth. And we want to tell you the truth from the standpoint of what Allah said or what God said. You know, we have to question something that has been presented is just from a person's imagination that you imagined or you dreamed it. You know, so we stand on truth. We stand on what's righteous, what is right. Our children, and the rest of our family, you know, have been affected too long. with this lie. And at some point, it seems as though the people's is afraid to question this lie. Even though they know that it's affecting the society. It's affecting the family. But we just dealing with knowledge. That's all we dealing with is knowledge. Different people have studied and did research and came up with conclusions and presented it. You know? So all of us could do that. That's when I say we don't have no monopoly over truth. All of us can study. And you only have to sell a thing. Are you the last one as far as making a decision as far as you're concerned to accept what a person give you, or accepted or rejected? So, brothers and sisters, if there's anybody else that like to say something, or say a few words, ask some questions, you know, we're going to open the floor for that. Anybody else like to speak? Or make a statement, or ask a question.
Brother, are we still pushing one receiver to be brought into the queue?
Are we still pushing what? Not.
Are we still pushing one on our phone receiver for our mics to be open and we brought into the queue if we have anything to contribute?
Yes, ma'am.
Ask questions.
Yes, ma'am. Right. If you want to. Get in to the conversation. You just punch one on your phone, and you'll get in the queue. You know, and then you'll hear unmute, and so it's time for you to talk, man. You know. So if you have anything to say, just punch one. And get into the queue, and you'll be allowed, you know, to come in and make your presentation, or ask your question. Praise be to Allah. So alhamdulillah, our brother Akbar, he's on his way back. You know, and I'm still here in Georgia, and he had came by the house and picked me up. Praise be to Allah. Thank Allah for that. And we were doing some outdoor dawah, it takes some time, and the traffic was real heavy. Traffic is real heavy. So I asked him, could he go straight down Jimmy Carter? Because if he tried to go 85 or 65, he's going to get jammed up. He's surely going to get jammed up. You know. So Atlanta, you know, the people is live out here. And a whole lot of work has been done, you know. And because there's so many people, you're going to have wrecks also on the highway, which causes a backup. If the wreck,
I'm sorry,
if the wreck, Go ahead.
Yeah, you do have some a hand up at 914, area code 914, last four digits 3275.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Sharif.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, brother Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah, I didn't have any comments or anything, so I just want to ask you about the getting the calendars. How do you go about getting the calendars?
Yes, right now, you can talk to either brother Mubarak or brother Akbar. They have the calendars right now. My wife's making some more, and I'm gonna be getting some pretty soon. But they have them right now. If you have Akbar number, you have brother Mubarak number. And they have O Ye Who Believe,
mm-hmm.
the new calendar, and also the truth, the Bible, and it's got new information in there.
Right.
So you got two calendars, and mm-hmm. they the cost of them is $15, and we appreciate it. It's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fundraiser, and just give either one of them a call.
Okay, so $15 each?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay, I'll give one of them a call. All right.
All right, then. All right. Appreciate it now.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you, my salam.
We have another hand to be recognized. Area code 323, last four digits 319.
I'm just like, that's my wife. Well, thank you, my salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my salam.
Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Could you hear me? You hear me, right?
Yes. I hear you real clear.
Oh, okay then. Okay. Well, I just want to ask a question because I heard a Muslim brother was on YouTube. You know, he be doing lectures and stuff. So to my listen, different lectures that they be listening to see where they at. And he said, I'm not sure if he said that he was a prophet or either a messenger. Now, I said, but I'm going to listen again. And I said to myself, if he said that he was a prophet, then I know he's in trouble. Because Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the last prophet. But if he
right.
was a messenger, and then if he said he was a messenger, then I want to, and then he got emotional. He said, why not? I'm the only person here on earth could do so-and-so, 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 he was saying. And so, but what I want to say is that how do you know, because we have many messengers, how do you know when a messenger is a message that is sent by Almighty God, Allah? How could you recognize?
Well, we recognize it from our book and our study. And Allah said in the Quran that we know the truth stand out clear from falsehood.
So what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to find a word where like not what identify, what not.
No, take your time.
I'm trying to see what makes a messenger. What do he have a whole of? Or what that says that he could even say himself that I am a messenger from Allah.
Well, you know, defining what a messenger is, it's a person that delivering a message. You know, now some of them feel that somebody can feel that they got a message from God. And they delivering it to you. You know, they can read and study and get enlightened, you know, and they want to deliver their understanding of what they read to you. You know, but a messenger is one that has something to deliver, and that's it. He delivered a message. That's
well,
a message.
Because I just had, I'm just saying this, you know, just saying it because I know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he stated he wasn't a messenger. Imam Wardi Muhammad stated that he wasn't a messenger. So that's why I was just asking, you know, what was the character, what do they hold to show that they was a messenger from Almighty God, Allah. That's what I want to know. And he said, and he put it out, why not? Why I'm not? You know, because I'm the only person here on the planet Earth could stand up and say what I'm saying right now. So I said, So I just said, but I'm going to look at you because I know he didn't say he was a prophet. He couldn't have said that. I said, but I'm going to check it out good.
Yeah.
And see, but even if he said he was a messenger, I just had wanted to know what make him. And then plus, how could you be a messenger and deliver the same thing that somebody else had delivered to? I mean, you just add on to what they had delivered, but they wasn't no messenger or anything from, they were just a speaker.
Oh yeah, that's you can deliver a message that somebody else delivered. Yeah.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Could I contribute something to what she just said?
Yeah, you got it. You got the flow.
Okay. The definition for messenger also is a person who carries a message or is employed to carry messages or send like a document or package by a messenger. That's the only could you have it messengered over to me? Like, can you send it to me? Like someone that brings a messenger or carries a message to someone else from someone else. Like they have a saying that says, well, don't kill me. I'm just a messenger. Don't kill me. I just bought the message. You know, like when people are trying to explain something to somebody and then the other person gets angry due to the explanation the person is trying to give them. And they say, well, you don't have to get heat in the car with me. I'm the messenger. I just bought the message. Don't kill me. I just bought the message.
I have another question. Name me a messenger that wasn't a prophet.
Yes, ma'am. There was a prophet named Lot.
I said name me a messenger that wasn't a prophet.
I know. I'm finna make my point.
Lot
was a
prophet.
There was a prophet named Lot, and he was visited by two individuals, and it was dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah. Anyway, they came to Lot, and with a message.
But also
there was some people came to Abraham, And Abraham asked them who they were. And this is in the Quran. And they said that they was messengers from Allah.
But you're still not answering my question. But because my question basically is, name me a prophet. No, not name me a prophet. Name me a messenger that's not a prophet, but also a messenger that came to the people and give me their name. You didn't name any names. So that's why
no,
I'm saying.
The Quran didn't give a name. But the Quran they did say that they was messengers from God.
Okay, because I was just saying name, because they said it's about 125 messengers, you know, and I was just saying, so far, so I was just saying name one.
No.
That came to the people. Tell me one that came to the people, then tell me one that came to the people.
Let me clear that up, the point you just made.
Mm-hmm.
There was 100, Allah said there was 125 prophets, some that he never named and some that wasn't named.
Oh, okay.
I sublink them.
But a tree, a bird, Allah can send a message to you through a bird. I sent a message to you through a bee.
But I'm not talking about that, Brother Shuja. I know that. I'm telling you to name me a... Okay. I'm just trying to say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a messenger. And he came to... That means that he sent a message to a group of people. So that's what I'm saying like that. But I know that he said that he's not he wasn't
what
a messenger.
Understanding
he was only a warner. So I'm just trying to find out. Well, I'm trying to find it. That's what I'm asking a question. What is name me a messenger. You know, just like he was trying to name said, the only Elijah Muhammad was a messenger. He said he's not. He wasn't. He was only a warner. So, but he was speaking to all the people. He was a warner to all the people. So that's what I'm trying to see. And then they try to say the Imam Wardi Muhammad was a messenger. He said no. And then he said that he's not a messenger. You know, he said he was inspiration. He's more inspiration. So I'm just trying to figure out what is a name of messenger. So that means like there's one there's an individual could say, well, I'm a messenger. If they tried to name the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or either Imam Wardi Muhammad a messenger, so I'm just trying to see if there's an individual, there's an individual that someone that came to all the people, just like they say, although the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Wardi Muhammad, there was like inspiration and warners, but a messenger that came to all the people that stood up and gave a message to all the people. That's what I was saying. Name
the first thing that I would say is define a messenger, and a messenger is anyone or anything that delivered a message. Now, that's when I ask you the question: what is your definition of a messenger? Because it might be a different, it seems like to me you present a messenger on the same level as you present a prophet.
Okay, what I'm saying is there's one that you can name. So you say that all the messengers had no name, they didn't have no name, like you said, the one that came to Lot, that there was angels, but they said there was angels, but they have no name, messengers that had no name, and so I'm just saying that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I understand your point. I don't have one that I can think of right away.
Go ahead,
This is Adalia.
I saw it. Okay, would it
We're
be correct
up.
To say? I saw it. Huh?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me okay because I know my phone. I had it muted at first. I know about
No, you
muted.
Clear.
Right.
Clear.
Good. Okay. Okay. I read the definition to you of what a messenger was. Someone who brings a message from someone. Like, I'm somebody that's sending a message by Akbar, then he's the messenger, but he's taking the message that I gave him to the person that I'm sending the message to by Akbar. Okay? I thought I understood your question to be was, can a messenger be a prophet?
No. I know a messenger can be a prophet. I know that.
Okay.
You know, a messenger can be a prophet.
Well, I'm saying a messenger, they carry a message too. They carry both. They carry the prophet and they carry the messenger. They carry a message also.
No, a messenger can't be a prophet. But a prophet can be a messenger.
Okay, then. Okay, that's right. Okay, a prophet could be a messenger.
Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah, you're the prophet. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right, because message don't necessarily have to be a prophet. Right.
Right.
Because
of the law. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So. It's a matter if your understanding of a messenger. And that's the reason I asked the question that I asked.
The messenger that I understand exactly what Sister Daya was talking about, but I was just saying one that came from Allah. That's one the one that was a message that sent a message from Allah. That's what I was asking. That's the one. That's what I wanted to know. Did you know name one?
Even an angel could be a messenger. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because Allah sent a message by an angel to Mary to let her know that she had been sent, that he had been sent to give her a message of a child.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I think it's your understanding of your understanding of what a messenger is.
Mm-hmm.
That's whatever you're having a problem with.
No. My problem is that like I said, that was an example. The only Elijah Muhammad was not a prophet. He's not a wizard. He's not a prophet. The Imam Wardi Muhammad was not a prophet, but they was trying to put a label on them as a messenger, and they said, well, they was not messengers. So I'm just saying. So why I say that because those are individuals. So I was just saying, do you know an individual that was a messenger? That's all I was asking. I'm not talking about the angels. I'm not talking about the prophets. I'm just talking about a person that he just deliver a message to the people.
Okay, I ask you the question. Do you think God could send a message through the army like Muhammad, Imam Wahidi Muhammad? Do you think God can send a message through them?
Yeah, Allah can do,
you talk about Allah can do everything. You know that. Allah is Allahu Akbar.
If God can send a message through them, Then I could say that he was a messenger.
But he said they ain't not. But they all know who they are. He said he was a warner. Yes, it does make a difference because he said he was a warner. He said he was a warner. And what is a prophet? What's the definition of a prophet?
A prophet is a person that
a warner
that knows the. That can tell you about the future.
Guess it's a little bit more.
In other words, I've never heard that a person can prophesy.
That's not I won't say that because there are people that have that psychic thing that could do that. That got to be more than that. The prophet comes from Allah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's one thing I know that comes from Allah. So I'll just see what you. Well, only thing I would say, I was just saying that they said they had many messengers, and Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. But they will have more. I guess they might have. They never said that was they was the last messenger. So that's why I was asking you what. And that means they had many messengers. So I was just asking you, you know, what did you know? A name of one that was a messenger. That's all. You know, not an angel. You know, but that's all I was asking. Did you know the name of one?
Okay. I mean, do you know the name of one? You say
no. Only one I know is the prophet. All I know is the prophet for right now. That's all I know for right now.
Right.
You mean Prophet Muhammad? You mean the only one you know is Prophet Muhammad?
No. I know all the way from Abraham, Noah, Lot, Moses.
Yeah, you know the name of them. Yeah.
The prophets. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
So you wonder why they don't have no name. That nobody knows the name of no messenger.
I never heard of the. Yeah, that might be the question. I never heard of the name of a messenger.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, but
if somebody had
that
responsibility, that we can read in the Quran and find out some of the peoples that said it was messengers that has a name.
Right.
They also said that Prophet Muhammad was the seal of the prophet and Allah's messenger.
You know what? Someone correct me on that because I was saying prophet and they say remember it says La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. That's saying that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, but and the messenger of Allah. It doesn't say that he was the last messenger.
No, it says that La ilaha illallah means there's no God but Allah.
But they said that he's not, they said that Prophet Muhammad, it's not the last messenger. He was the last prophet.
Definitely, he's the last prophet and the messenger of Allah.
He's one of Allah's messengers, right.
Because Allah send messages to all the prophets.
Right. Alhamdulillah.
There were messengers also. And the only way we can deal with this right here, the question, is that you can give us time where we can go in the Quran and find some of the people that Allah use as messengers and find their names and give you their names. That's what you want.
What was
right?
Jonah? What was Jonah?
What was Jonah?
Remember Jonah? He refused to whatever Allah commanded him to do. And I'm just paraphrasing it. And then he got swallowed by the whale. Then he accepted. But so I just
thought
about that.
Oh, Jonah was the prophet.
What was Jonah? He was a prophet?
He was a prophet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Jonah was definitely a prophet.
Okay, would y'all agree that the definition of a prophet is a person regarded as an inspired...
Wait a minute. Let's click off. Just that fast. Click off. I guess I held it too long before I noticed it. I'm sorry, I got to come back to it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my name.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Sister Khan, will you repeat your question again, right from the beginning? What were your question?
Well, my question was from the beginning was that name me a messenger that from Allah that wasn't prophet.
Was not, you said was not a prophet, a messenger?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A prophet that was not a messenger?
No. A messenger that wasn't a prophet.
Oh, yeah, okay, we got the question now. Messenger that was not a prophet.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you.
And there was men that came to Abraham, and they didn't. And Abraham offered them to eat, offered them some food, and they turned it down. And Abraham got kind of leery about them, and he asked who they were, and they said that they was messengers from Allah.
But you got
to come and tell them that Allah is getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He's getting ready to destroy. Who they told him? They was there to warn Lot that Allah was getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Do y'all remember that? Recall that in the Quran?
I just said wanted a name. That's all. Just give me a name.
I know. I get a name. We get a name for you.
Okay then. Okay, alhamdulillah.
Could you repeat that, please, Brother Sujan?
Yes, ma'am. I was making the point that there was two messengers, not prophets. Two messengers came, and they was going to Lot, and they talked to Abraham, and Abraham asked them, you know, who they were, and they said that they were messengers.
Okay.
And then they gave Abraham what they was going to do. You know, and when Abraham told, the Quran went on and say, when Abraham told Lot, said that was a heavy burden on him, because of all the work that he was doing. And that they couldn't save none of the people. They couldn't save them. Abraham tried to save them. You know, but those messengers came and say that Allah is going to destroy all of them.
Mm.
And that was Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
But they was messengers, two messengers. You got to get some names for Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good question. You know, I mean, they name all the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a reason for them not naming the messengers because, you know, this is just my understanding, is that because anybody could be a messenger, that Allah sent a message to. Anybody or anything. In his creation, he can send a message, you know. But when they say a messenger, it means that someone that is carrying a message from God.
I wouldn't say necessarily. I would say a messenger.
Yeah, I would need. I thought about that. Yeah, a messenger could be someone that came with a message from, you know.
From,
yeah,
anybody.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. You're right. You're right. I bag up over that.
Okay.
But quite naturally, we're talking about the conversation of Allah or the messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quite naturally keep it in that mindset, and we would be speaking
yes.
about special message.
Right. Yes, ma'am. That's right. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I don't know what time it is. Anybody could tell us what time it is?
8:43.
8:43. Okay, then. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. 45. Yeah. Okay. You got 17 more minutes.
You eat yeah. popcorn candy, Sister Daya?
What'd you say, Corn?
Do you eat pecan candy?
No. They told me, look, they told me, the doctor told me I have eczema, and I can't eat my almonds, and I used to love almonds, but he took me off of the nuts, the peanuts, and, you know, the pecans and the almonds, all nuts. He said, I can't even eat my pistachios no more.
What about coconut?
He didn't say anything about coconut.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't say anything about
coconut.
Here we go again. What about coconut? What about coconut? Why did you say coconut?
Well, because I made two batches of pecan candy. And Shujai is right. The first batch was better than the second batch. Cause I said, "Ooh, this batch is really good." But the second batch I made, it was different. I do need to keep up with a recipe. I mean, no, because that other batch was good. I had to give it away so quick because I was eating it all up.
Ooh, I used to love pecan, especially butter pecan ice cream and pecans cracker, pie. So when he said that, and I'm almost tempted to eat it anyway because it's so good, you know, but I don't want to go into nothing, into no seizure, into no problem eating it.
I think if you can make it without the sugar, that you can make it with honey, you know, and it'll be healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to think again. Because I don't know whether or not you lose all the benefit of honey when you heat it up.
Well, that would be something interesting to find out because people take honey with the tea and coffee and it's heated up. But it serves the purpose.
Ma'am.
I mean, it makes it sweet anyway. I don't know about the value of it, but it makes it sweet.
Right.
But anyway... I'm going to go back to business. Kanye West said that.
Hold on. 1 second, please. Let me mention it to Brother Suja since he can't see the board. You do have another hand, area code 718.
Oh, okay.
And the last four digits, 4805.
Alhamdulillah. Could you please let him come in, unmute him?
Oh, you know what? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Sorry, I was thinking what Karam was saying about the pecans and whatnot. You know, I haven't eaten them in a good while, and I don't care for them. But the pecans are already sweet by themselves. So if you add honey, you're just making it sweeter. But do not use white sugar, not ever. Bacon, cooking, anything, it's garbage, you know. So, and the best honey is what we sell, which is Manuka. That's number one. Number two would be Tupelo. And number three, I'm not too sure. That's
Yes, ma'am.
But you want to get some good honey. You want to get Manuka because that's better for your body, you know. however you use it.
And expensive.
But you know that is good. That's why it's expensive. Yeah.
You
know, when they want to go and buy dollar honey. No, that's not going to get it. You're wasting your money.
What happened to brown sugar? They don't fix it no more. They don't. So you can't cook with that no more. We can't use that.
Brown sugar is just syrup and white sugar. That's all it is.
That's right. Uh-huh. It's made of brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the same sugar, you know, just
and
white is just
white. White is unbleached, and the brown sugar is white is bleached. Brown sugar is unbleached.
That's right.
Can I put something?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Jump on in.
Yeah, I just want to put something on the table, you know, because this came to my mind. You know, when y'all was talking about, you know, the sugar and stuff, is that, what that guy named Kanye West? Ye.
Kanye
West. No, his name is Ye. He changed his name as Ye. Called a man what he wanted to be called. He said his name is Ye. He said he's going to run for president. And I said, when he said that, I said, I'm going to try to think about if I'm going to vote or not. Because I said, I might vote. And then I said,
you ran for president to vote.
I said, that's something. I'm only going to vote because he's black, huh?
This is the second time he's running for president if he runs.
Who, Kanye West, really?
He ran for president to vote. Yes.
So you said?
Google it.
Well, how many years ago was that?
Is that when he went to visit his friend, the messed up, the one that messed up everything? That was when he was president.
Well, you know, you had to qualify. You had to be chosen for the one to be president, and mm-hmm. I don't think he won the
lecture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He didn't win
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
He was
Trump's friend.
Wasn't he Trump's friend?
Yeah,
Trump said he got into illness.
I heard him talking to Trump.
Trump said Kanye West got mental illness. Yeah, he said, well, you take one to know one. That's why I said nobody, if anybody, I used to always have this dream. I'm going to tell you, I used to always have this dream. Like, I'd be on the stage, you know, and somebody would be talking, and I was saying something, and then a white man came out there and called me a nigger. And I told him, I stood up and said, I don't know no niggers. And then I said, wait a minute. Yes, I do. Yeah. I said, you're the first nigger I met because they said, take one to know one.
let me also let you all know that we don't go. I mean, we know that they are trying to attack the Jews. Is trying to attack Kanye, and we don't go along with that. But also, I was listening to Kanye on the YouTube, and he was talking to this other Caucasian, and he was making a point that he believed that Jesus, he was pushing Jesus as the Son of God and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he brought up about Jesus, you know.
Mm.
But he
maybe Jews might have said something to him. Maybe that's why he's they're at each other's throats, the Jewish and Kanye, Jesus and all.
Yeah,
maybe that's
exactly.
I've been wondering why is it that he's having this here
being against this negativism all of a sudden about Jews? How did it all start?
You have to check out this movie from Hebrew to Negro.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And that'll
tell me Kanye West and the Jews.
Him and Kyrie, the basketball player. They was bringing this out. And this book out and how important it is, you know, and it is saying in that book, you know, that the Jews is the one that did the ship, you know, to bring the slaves over here, and that the Jews was one of the biggest carried some of the most amount of slaves, that they were slave owners. That the
really?
Jews, so they got upset about that. So
I but it makes sense though. But Daya, look at it. It makes sense because if they own 90% of the wealth in the United States, how they only going to get it from dealing with the slaves? Because we did all the building. We did all the work.
So that's how he did it. Well, that's one part of history.
Down
that's
south,
that the Jewish the Jews slave owners and bought transported slaves from Africa over here. The Jews. Was it on that ship Jesus or did he
Yes. It was the Jewish one that contribute the ships.
Is that in the history books?
I read about that. I guess that was just history.
The
Jews are the ones. And the Jews was buying ships, and the riches came from sugar. They the one created
sugar.
Yeah, I read something about them. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember reading about them.
They was filthy rich. They didn't have no Caucasian back during that time. Have that type of money. You know.
But Shuja, what we fail to understand that Caucasian is a race, and those Jews right there that did that, they was part of the Caucasian race. That's the thing we was getting. We didn't know the difference between. I mean, I didn't know the difference between a Jewish, a Scottish, and an Irishman, because those were they was along there too. I didn't know the difference between them. We just call them Caucasian. That's a race. Those are the Caucasian Jews, because they have the Ethiopian Jews too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have the Caucasian name from a mountain, I think. I heard the man say a Caucasian mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And these are light skinned people come out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Caucasian that I'm talking about, but you had a lot of Jews came out of Europe also.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, so it's gonna have to be some research done, you know,
that's
to
true.
Get the clarity.
That's true, because that's something you didn't hear about too much in school. I don't remember hearing about it too much in school.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of research been done on. Did y'all get the books that Imam Shahid Abdullah has been advertising in the Muslim Journal and speaking about it also? There are four books.
I intend to get those books too. I know I did not. I get them.
Yeah, The Success is Automatic, The River Gold, and there's two more. in those mm-hmm. books that you tell a whole lot about the history, this Imam Shahid Abdullah. Those books, get them all for $70. The four books plus the bonus is the Negro Market. So it's been advertising mm-hmm. a half page ad on it there. So get those books. I got the set of them. You'll find a lot on
the I have to look and see if it's still in the Muslim journals. We can order from the Muslim journals still.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
okay.
You can order.
Do you know who I haven't heard or got a history of Islam Lincoln? Do you know who I haven't got a heard a history from? And it is the and then I keep saying it, but it's the Caucasians. But the Caucasians is the Jewish and the Irish and all them. And I said, and you know what? The Imam Wardi Muhammad said, the only time they say white is when they're around us. But when they're around each other, they say, oh, I'm an Irish, I'm a Portish, I'm from Ukraine, I'm from Russia and all that in Europe, you know. But they only say they're white when they're around us.
White is a psychology.
He's going
back,
and that label, how they came up calling them white. He goes all back into how the name, that white label came up. He goes all back into that.
Yeah. It's a psychology. And black is a psychology. These are two psychologies that has been used, you know, and they use it, you know, to establish superiority. And the black also has been used to establish superiority, and the white has been used to establish superiority.
Psychology.
If you get those books, it'll really bring you up to date. You're gonna read and hear something that you haven't heard before.
Okay, I gotta get it. But look how the colors go. To get black, you got to put all these colors together, mix all these colors together, because I did when I was in class, and I got black. But only time you're going to get white, you have to bleach to get white.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean, psychology is used as a psychology. Sister Daya.
Okay. Now, what'd you say now? I'm sorry. This is saying something.
Yeah, they use the color as a psychology, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It represents psychology. I see what you're saying.
Okay. I just want to elaborate on something that is happening. Are you finished, Daya? You finished?
Yes.
Okay, look, I just want to elaborate on something that is getting close to the time that's happening, and now I'm bearing witness to see if this really is true, is that right now they have a lot of, women getting pregnant. They giving, and like the sisters, they are giving out Caucasian babies, and some of the, and somebody said some of the Caucasian are giving, they having white, black babies. But I know the sisters are having Caucasian babies, and they used to be, and sometimes it was, you know, we could tell the difference between a baby that's mixed and a baby that's albino, you know, you could tell the difference. And my niece, Juja, she had a baby, and everybody said that baby is blonde hair, and it's like a Caucasian baby. And I say, wait a minute, did you ever go with a Caucasian guy of anybody? I know we got generations, you know, back there, you know, about she got about three or four generations, you know, where that Irish blood is in her. But I'm thinking about what are they? You don't know what they're doing with our women when they go in there and have these babies. You know, you don't know if they injecting something in them or what. You know, I'm telling you that's how they're getting our children now is through the babies. They're catching babies. Here is my daughter, my niece. She was having my granddaughter. She kept on. The baby head was big. I said, Kai, the baby head is
the baby's okay. He's smiling and everything. You know me, you know, we deal with a lot of babies, you could tell. I said, but she went from doctor to doctor, Caucasian baby, messing with the baby head, talking about he got water on his brain. That baby is just 2 years old, Shuja, and he, and on the phone today, he said, Assalamu alaikum. And he could say my name and everything and talk. So I'm just saying, I wanted to give something to that baby brain, put a chip in, and then he act like he's a robot sometimes when he's saying it.
You know what? You have genes, Karan, you have genes that will bring out an albino. It's not necessary that you, even if you are intimate, you know, physically with a Caucasian, you know, they have genes. You have a certain amount of genes in your body that will bring excessive and recessive genes that brings out the dark-skinned baby, the light-skinned baby, the albino baby, or the extra dark-skinned. Even though you may
but
have
in this
two,
case,
even though you may have a mother and a father that are brown skin, they still can have a albino baby because of the genes in your body. Chromosomes. Now you look that up.
But I'm gonna look at. I ain't seen the baby yet because she got just went home today, and so I'm gonna go. I said I'm gonna go over there, and I try to like to wait a little bit, about 3 months before I go around, you know, people's babies. Especially,
well, start,
I mean, the house.
Start from the beginning.
Huh?
Check it out now and then check it out later.
Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, because I know an albino baby when I see one. I know one when I see one because I've been, you know. Because they used to have them all the time down here, all the time. But now I haven't seen one in almost 20 years. And you used to have at least
genes.
One came up at least every year or every 2 years or something like that. That was an albino.
Genes in your body. Genes in your body can bring, chromosomes can bring that out. They have blonde hair and they have the eyes, even blonde eyelashes. And they have wobbly eyes. Their eyes focus.
Yeah. I have a niece is an albino and a cousin that's an albino.
And they say they can't have babies. They can't have children.
That's
well,
not true.
They're albino.
That's not that's not true.
That's not
true.
They can't have children.
Yeah,
they can have children.
I have four children and my cousin three children.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to know that, then.
None of them came out albino.
African people they're cursed in Africa. They say those are the children that are cursed. That used to be. I don't know about now.
Well, that's a lot of those sayings and whatnot. They are considered partially blind. So they on disability. Most albinos are on disability because they can't hardly speak.
But you very seldom see one with a. You very seldom see one
that's
with
the way, that's the way your niece is. They like that too. They can't hardly see that well. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Alhamdulillah. We're learning a whole lot tonight.
And we're going to learn a whole lot more once we get those books that Shahid has out.
We'll get those books.
I'm your brother. And I'm telling you, too, you're going to learn a whole lot.
They should have some kind of series of CDs too, because I get sleepy when I start reading. I read so much thick books when I was in school and in nursing school until I'd rather hear it on the tape or video or recording or something. I wish they would have them in like library books sometime to read it to you. You can hear it. Instead of reading it yourself, it can be read to you.
Audio books.
Audio books.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Yeah, that's there's
right. also brother Imam Shahid's wife also has several books coming out. She has two already out, and then she's writing another, but she says she's not going to sell them until she gets all three together before she sells the books. That's Layla Muhammad.
Oh, what did she say? What she's writing them on? She didn't say what the title's gonna be, huh?
No, she didn't quite give the title, but I can find out. I can find out, inshallah. But she's not any now. But she has them in the works. So both of them are selling books.
Are you saying Imam Shahid Abdullah?
No. Yeah.
Not that brother Shahid?
In
yeah, he's Shahid Abdullah. Abdullah. He's in New Jersey. What's in New Jersey?
Right. Yeah. Right. I know, but is he the one writing the books you're talking about?
The books he already got them written, but his wife are writing books herself now.
No. I'm talking about the one that Brother Muhammad was talking about we need to get.
Yes.
Yeah, I know him.
Right.
Okay, Imam Shahid.
Look on the
Abdul
back of the journal. You'll see it.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm looking for. I just want to get the right Brother Shahid. But this is Imam Shahid Abdul. Okay.
Right. He also makes men clothes.
Right. Clothes.
I already have the Negro Pocket. I already have that one. But he has the Spirit of Bilal, the Community is Born, Calling the World to Human Excellence. He has that one. It's on the back cover of the this one.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, and I see the set is automatic, and the Negro Market, and the River of Gold. Spirit of Bilal, the community is born, calling the world to human by Imam W. Muhammad. Yeah, I remember they say Imam gave him the right to write those books. Says okay, and uncontrolling. Okay. Yes, special offer now $70. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Collect African American culture.
Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking again.
Huh?
Alhamdulillah. I said, you know what I was thinking? When you were saying that he was bringing all them books and he made clothes and all that, I said, boy, it sounds like it's time for us to get us a half of one day, like at least once a year, every year, at least once a year, have a big old marketplace where we come together and we sell what we got.
Good idea. Great. Excellent idea. Excellent idea.
We want to support
each other. That's the only way we're going to have power.
Right.
By support.
That's right.
No other way.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were doing pretty good before this COVID came, because we was going to the convention.
That's why they
the vendors were doing pretty good with selling their wares, you know, and their products and merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
But now we don't,
go ahead. You're right. I want to say you're right, because we were looking forward to it. We'd be ready every once a year. We was getting together, so okay, we're going to get this together, save our money and everything, and make stuff that we was going to sell. You know, and then after when you see your brothers and your sisters and then we invite other people, that was right. That was unity. I think what it is when we come together, that bring about unity, and also we are social creatures. We have to socialize.
Anyway, that's right.
They said people even in jail, when they be in jail, locked up in jail, you know, the ones that be like in jail by themselves so long, they have to communicate. And sometimes, you remember that thing that the bird man in Alcatraz, and that's what he was doing. Now, I can understand that. But what it is that you have to communicate with something. He was communicating with Bird. And then I was talking to one guy one time, and you know, telling him about that. He said he had a roach friend.
He had what? He had what, girl?
A roach. A big old cop
boat. What was he doing with that? What do you think he was doing with
I
that?
I guess he was feeding and playing with it and talking to it.
Oh my.
I can't.
You know, Michael Jackson, that's his soul. He had a he used to play with a mouse. That was his friend. Yes.
Ben. He called him Ben.
Yeah.
That was no mouse, that was a rat.
Rat.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes after.
So, yeah.
And they love popcorn.
I think my daughter's gonna cook me some, cook me a meal. So I'm going. Okay.
You just now eating, and y'all see like on that long time on down, y'all didn't even eat no food. No wonder I'm gonna walk around here looking at me.
Yeah, I'm gonna just be eating again, but I'm gonna be. they cook me 3 meals a day. My girl.
I know they do.
3 meals a day.
All day.
All day.
I said, but when you wait home all day, you can't get those home cooked meals 3 times a day.
I'll be waiting for Shuja to call to tell me that he's sick and he won't be able to come make it back home. He don't get 3 meals a day here. I said,
I'm telling you, I'm so bad. He had coffee for the weekend. I didn't fix no breakfast. And I promised him, I said, Brother Edwin, next time you come, I promise you, I'll fix your breakfast. Brother Edwin got him fix his own breakfast.
I didn't say that. That was her who said that.
Brother Edwin get up every morning, you hear the silverware clicking, clicking, clicking. It's about 4:35.
That's supposed to be your bell.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna close it up now. I'm gonna do like the coach there. Everybody get happy and start playing. You blow the whistle.
Right.
You got 5 minutes left.
That's why we need. That's why the sisters need to come on this program with me on Tuesdays and Sundays. I'd be on there by myself and be trying to think of things, but it's better when you can be lifted up, you know, because a lot of times your morale is really low sometimes, and I don't feel like getting here doing all this talking by myself.
I love
y'all got to come. So sister, what's her name? Oh, my goodness. My man gone. Now she got to gotta close out. Yeah, Brother Muhammad's wife, my sister.
Hajalala. Yes. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
I ain't talking about you.
Oh, you're not talking about me.
I said Brother Muhammad's wife.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, she gave up. She took off. She left.
she's the only one to be helping me out a lot. Well, Karan get on, she be talking, and Karan be talking about around the world and back. I'm telling you. She be included all.
Let me say this before we all close up. It's a card. It says, sending you this message so you know I am thinking of you. I hope your night is filled with peace and quiet and you are able to sleep well. Good night. Sweet dreams to you all.
That's what I'm
saying. Lala, could you close us up in prayer? Also.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ku Allah Wahad Lahu Samad. Lemule Walemulad Walemu Ku Ku for one ahead. Amen, amen, amen.
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 So I got to get up at 2 o'clock and be at the airport and the plane leaves at 3.
Oh man, my!
At
2 o'clock,
the plane leaves at 6.
Oh.
Alhamdulillah.
So you got to be there 2 hours before.
About two to three hours before six, yes.
Well, take your snacks because you know the plane airports are not cheap.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing is cheap. Coffee is expensive. You want a pastry that's expensive. Oh, it's so expensive on the airport airlines. Brother Shu John, we talk tomorrow, inshallah.
Muhammad was saying something, wasn't he? Brother Muhammad, were you saying something?
No, I was just saying that be sure to take a snack with you in case.
Just in case.
All right.
Okay. Give Sister Sharifa the greetings from us.
Okay, here she is right here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Over and out. And thank you, Brother Suja, for standing in for your brother. I got some upliftment along the way.
I'm hungry.
Thanks so much. My two live better.